wonderful step. To say that sometime helps come like this, intentionally to fool you. Then, next paragraph, we started with the problem. Problem of doing the best thing, which is building a mosque. Building a temple is the best stuff, but you could do it for back. Right? He started with this, and suddenly look at the way he's talking about it. He went to talk about them as if something serious was happening, and in three different paragraphs, he concluded that story, which was the extension of the subject we were studying, because these people who were building the mosque are exactly the same, the Iblis waking of the Muawiyah, right? So that was the same story. Then we arrived at that point that I always love. Rumi started to, first of all, to talk directly about this hikmat, this wisdom. And he said the wisdom, this wisdom, I call it the lost wisdom of Quran. And if you read that Quran reading stuff, then suddenly you realize that he's claiming that this camel, this wisdom I'm talking about, is the missing part of every belief. Because here in Persian, he will say, it is the lost part of the believer. This wisdom is the lost part of that believer, and you could find it over there. You could find it everywhere, because this is it. This is something that only a few understand that they have lost it. But as a matter of fact, everybody has lost it. That's what the Quran is. The reading material is for the people to read, right? To get it, to get the point. So this, let's talk about the camel. From here, suddenly we see the different the choice of word is changing. Look at the paragraph. The first one is the story of the lost camel. Okay? The fellow who lost it. Next one is being perplexed at my different thinking. You see, that directly came to us, the people. We, anybody who is reading Masnavi, of course, has this perplexity. Because you know a little bit about this, a little bit about that, a little bit about that, and within these branches of belief, you insist on this, you're reading it. Okay, so be aware of that, because there is a story about that. Then, a title that doesn't look like the rest. The rest always, his title was what? The story of so one, the story of here. This is an order, like a recipe. Read just that, you will see that he's giving you a recipe. A recipe so general that you should always know. And he said, listen, believing good, but whatever the subject is, you have to try it first to see if it is what. That's the point here. If you want to retranslate this English to Persian, it will be to distinguish between good and bad, because here the word is good, right? But in Persian, it's not good and bad. Is khair and shar is Arabic. And khair is much, much more and different from good. Khair is not good. Because good refers to a user and the subject. This is what good or bad is. Is it good for me? Is it good for the rabbit? Or it's not? The rabbit looks at the subject, then good and bad is, if there is, let's say a rabbit is looking and there is a wolf. This is good or bad? For the rabbit, it's no good, right? Now imagine a lion is hunting and there is a wolf. Suddenly wolf is good because it's a good lunch or dinner for the lion. So good or bad is relative, right? But it's personal. Khair and shar is something else. And we talk about it a lot because there is a word coming out of khair is the essence of goodness. And it's total. I mean, khair should be good for everyone. And you heard about the word, the famous word of choice, right? Freedom of choice. That's ikhtiyar. And ikhtiyar, badly translated, literally means, yes, having the freedom of choice. But deep down is understanding what the khair is over there. Choosing it is not really a choice, because when you know something is good and the other stuff is bad, which one do you choose? It's understanding that khair, which is complicated, because it's not for one person. Never. Khair is general. Then, next paragraph. You see the title again. Explanation of the goodness of that story we told you about the camel. Then the other one. Let me explain to make it loud and clear that that mask of losing stuff is in every single person. Then, let me talk about this Hindu who thought that he is not like the others, he was worse. Then, let me talk about these two fellows. What a serious story was that. Two fellows that they wanted to torture, kill one of them for the other one to give in. And the fellow said, okay, please kill the other one, maybe I will give in. Because choosing like that is this silly. Then, let's talk or make it clear that the selfish people and ungracious one, who they are. They explain these worst stuff in the people. And today we arrive at another story exactly the same. It's a very short story. These are not the stories anymore. One paragraph, two paragraphs. Why? Because he did. Remember he said, oh, I told you whatever I must say. But it doesn't work like this. It needs a lot of explanation and experience and time to do this. So now he is actually at the last chapter of the book, is giving you this point, this point, this point, this point, which could be developed to another big book like this, or you should understand that these are the subjects that I have to remember and study further if I want to know this deeper. He gave us all the examples. Now he's giving us the notes that, remember, the bad stuff is in all of us. Remember, yes, of course, you go between this and that and that and that kind of thinking, but you have to choose. That choice comes from what? It shouldn't come from here, because here is made for something else. Then, when you're looking at the other people, they're always worse than you, aren't they? When you look at the people, they sincerely need your advice. In that moment, be sure that you are the worst, because you don't see the stuff in you. If you could see the stuff in you, could you stuff find the real feature stuff in me easily? No, but I could. When you're looking at yourself, you are the only fellow who is qualified to find what? Two things. First, finding the footstep of this animal going to the library, going to the temple. That part of my house is not for the animal. Looking for the wrongness. Second one, look for the empty places and make them by removing some stuff intentionally, putting something else. That's how the change arrives. So point by point, he is giving us the lines that for further study of this wisdom, you have to remember. These are the points, really. One point we are starting today is, remember, when there is a problem in you, means there are so many side effects, it's not only one. When I'm talking about one of these animal stuff in you, for example, let's talk about the greed. Greed is not one problem. It will start a chain of problems. The problems are always like that, you will see. Are you ready for today? We'll alone because nobody is here to enjoy it deeply. It's torture. Yes, an old man.
How an old man complained of his ailments to a doctor, but how the doctor answered him. An old man said to a doctor, "I am in torment because of my brain." The doctor replied, "That weakness of brain is from age." Said the old man, "There are spots of darkness on my eyes." "It is from age, O ancient sheikh," said the doctor. "Awful pain comes in my back," said he. "It is from age, O emaciated sheikh," said the doctor. "Whatever I eat," said he, "is not digested." The doctor replied, "Weakness of stomach also is of age." Said he, "When I breathe, respiration is hard for me." "Yes," he said, "it is asthma. When old age arrives, 200 diseases come on." "O fool," he explained, "you have stuck at this. This is all that you have learnt of medicine. O crack-brained man, your intellect has not given you this knowledge that God hath appointed a remedy for every pain."
Over here, I have no explanation, nothing, but just one word was there. The second part of the verse on the top, "O fool," is question. I don't know why it is translated. This is, I believe when looking at the text, you will understand that this should be, is this the only thing you learned over there? The rest is simple. The guy is sitting down with the doctor, and whatever he says, the doctor will say, "This is for your age." So he gets angry and say, "You fool, you stupid." That the word is stupid, it's not fool. "You stupid. Is this the only thing you learn in college, in medical school?" "Yes, read it." He listened to the answer of the doctor.
"You stupid ass, from poorness of ability, have remained on the ground for want of a sufficient foothold." Then the doctor said to him, "O sexagenarian, this anger and this choler are also from old age."
This is the point. Well made. Okay, first the scientific field of it. You understand that one symptom, one sickness, one wrongdoing will do a lot. It's not simple, because an honest man will become a dishonest fellow
Once he